Support for classical music according to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about female composers, focusing on Fanny Mendelssohn.
So Yehuda Hanani, of course, we all have favorites throughout history. Mine are kind of obvious. One, of course, is Felix Mendelssohn. But there was a woman named Mendelssohn. Was it a sister or a wife or what?
Well, the Mendelssohn family was blessed with extraordinary talent. Of course, they were all grandchildren of the philosopher Moses Mendelssohn. There were two sisters, Fanny and Rebecca, both pianists, and two brothers, Felix and Paul. Paul played the cello. He went into the family business of banking and did not do it professionally, but all played music. And you can imagine a salon at the house.
Yeah,
the
you're not talking saloon here. You're talking about salon.
We're talking salon with all the members of the family playing
and premiering
pieces that each of them wrote. The most gifted among the four siblings were Felix and Fanny. They were 4 years apart.
Fanny was
4 years older than she was. Yeah. And they both received the same musical education from the most distinguished musicians of the day. When their father, Abraham, returned from a business trip, the little Fanny, who was five at the time, learned all of the 24 preludes by Bach and played them for him as a surprise by heart.
Wow.
This is the kind of talent she was. She was born in 1805. By 1820, she's now 15, Abraham writes from a business trip to Paris. He writes her a letter. And this letter, really, we have to read because it's quite indicative of the whole problem of women in music at that time and not so much anymore today. The father is telling her about the likelihood of Felix, her brother, becoming a professional musician. And then he says, "Music will perhaps become his profession, whilst for you it can and must only be an ornament, never the root of your being and doing. We may therefore forgive him some ambition and desire to be acknowledged in a pursuit which appears very important to him because he feels a vocation for it, whilst it does you credit that you have always shown yourself good and sensible in these matters. Remain true to these sentiments and to this line of conduct. They are feminine, and only what is truly feminine is an ornament to your sex."
Now, Yehuda,
can you believe this is an enlightened man? This is a...
Oh, please.
Yeah?
It's a sign of the times.
Yeah.
My question to you is, contemporarily, you know, a father said that to a brilliant daughter, she would end up on the analyst couch for a long time.
Yeah.
Do we know that she harbored resentment?
She went along with it. It was a case of noblesse oblige, you know, in her station in life, being an aristocrat, being a nouveau riche, being the top layer of society. A woman of her station was not supposed to be exposed to the public, to make a living, writing music, publishing. All this was just not right. It's hard for us to imagine it today.
How did she handle it?
Well, she never played publicly in concert halls, but in private salons. She married a very well-known painter, Wilhelm Hensel. Actually, all her compositions are beautifully decorated and ornamented by his illustrations.
Really?
At a certain point, she had her own salon. Her piano music, her songs were all performed there. She remained very close to Felix. She had a role in shaping some of his music, some of his major works and his songs. Now, Felix, that's very interesting, Alan. Felix encouraged her compositional activities, but discouraged publication.
Maybe a little sibling rivalry there.
Yeah, so we can ask a lot of questions. Was it jealousy? Was it fear of competition? She was equally gifted. Was it protectiveness? Or was he simply reflecting, like his father, the prevailing cultural values of the day? Now I'm going to tell you a true story, which also sheds a very interesting light psychologically and historically on this whole phenomenon. Felix was the darling of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
Wow.
He visited Buckingham Palace repeatedly. They loved him.
Even though he was a Jew?
They did. This was a brief period of enlightenment. And besides, he converted.
Oh, his family had converted.
Yeah. Right. So on the second visit, he comes, he Prince Albert shows him his new organ, which he tries. They discuss this, they talk about that. And then the queen takes him to the boudoir where the piano is. And she says, "Would you mind if I sing one of your songs and you play the piano, you accompany me?" And of course, he's delighted. She takes a volume of his songs and she chooses one, Schöner und Schöner schmückt sich, whatever, prettier and prettier, whatever. And he plays at the piano, and when they are finished, vanity gets the better of him. And he says, "Your Majesty, I have to confess, Fanny wrote this song." Schöner und schöner schmückt sich der Plan, schmeichelnde Lüfte wehren mich an. Fort aus der Rose, lass den Blüt sich zum Lande der Poesie. Goldene die Sonne, blaue die Luft, grüne die Grüne.
Italian by Fanny Mendelssohn, performed by Roland Pontinen and Christina Hoogman, and before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.